Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hustle.
Hallelujah, the revival that just won't stop. Hallelujah, praise God. This is Friday night. Amen. This is our second Friday. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the Lord is still moving. Hallelujah. The Lord is still doing his thing. The anointing is still flowing. Hallelujah. And we thank God. Hallelujah, for everything, hallelujah, that the Lord is doing in this hour. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is surely good. Hallelujah. God is surely good. Hallelujah. All the time and all the time. Amen. God, hallelujah, is good. We thank God for everybody that's called in and tuned in to the Kinetic Jewish Fellowship. Hallelujah, featuring our own Apostle Elvin Curry. Hallelujah, amen, out of Long Beach, California. Praise God. He will be coming forth tonight, amen, and bringing forth, amen, a dynamic, hallelujah, word from the Lord. Hallelujah, praise God. Right now, let's go to the throne of grace before we go any further. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you on tonight for allowing us to come together in your name. Lord, we ask, Lord, that your Holy Spirit be present with us on the line on tonight, that you lead us and guide us, Lord, in your way. Hallelujah, that you give us your revelation knowledge on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you for the man of God, hallelujah, who is coming forth to bring the word on tonight, Lord. Lord, continue to touch him. from the crown of his head, Lord, to the sole of his feet. Lord, we thank you all tonight for each and every person in attendance. But we all came for one thing, Lord, and that is to seek you, to seek your presence, to seek your glory. Hallelujah. To seek your Holy Spirit on tonight, to seek your answers, Lord. That is why we come. Hallelujah. And to seek you, to seek your face. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. Lord, we bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy on tonight that is trying to prohibit us from receiving your word. And Lord, we thank you in advance for each and everything you're going to do on tonight. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah on tonight. He is truly worthy. Hallelujah to be praised. He is truly worthy to be lifted up. He is truly worthy to be magnified. Hallelujah. We should be rejoicing. Hallelujah, for the Lord is good. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. We want to go to the throne of grace on tonight. Hallelujah.
Gloria.
Amen. Amen. Welcome, Sister Gloria. Come on in. Come on in. We want to go to the throne of grace on tonight. Hallelujah. It is time for our testimony. Hallelujah. And our prayer request to go before the throne of grace on tonight. And y'all know I like to open up, praise God, with Psalms 100. Hallelujah. Amen. You're reading from the King James Version. Praise God. Hallelujah. It reads, hallelujah, make a joyful noise. Hallelujah unto the Lord. All ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Come before his we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his high and his holy word. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. I want you to look at, before we open up the lines, I want you to look at verse number 1. It says, make a joyful noise. Hallelujah. Unto the Lord. Praise God. And then there's a comma, then there's a pause. Hallelujah. So apparently the writer wants us to marinate, hallelujah, on what he just said. He said, make a joyful noise, hallelujah, unto the Lord. Praise God. Too many times, amen, we coming before the Lord with a sorrowful tone. Hallelujah. We coming before the Lord, amen, not feeling, amen, not making the Lord feel grateful for what he has already done in our lives. Hallelujah. Praise God. And anytime you go to somebody, watch this. Most of the time when you come before the throne, you come and ask God for something. You need deliverance in some area. You need a breakthrough in some area. Hallelujah. You need a healing over here. You need help with this child over there. Praise God. Hallelujah. But just like you go to your fellow man and you ask them for something. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you ask them for something, you want them to feel the gratitude. Hallelujah. For what they've already done for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's the same with God. When we come before the throne, we have to have an attitude of gratitude. We have to show God that we appreciate everything that he's already done. Hallelujah. In our life. Before we can expect to get more from God, we got to appreciate what God has already done. Hallelujah. So when we come before the throne, we ought to make a joyful noise. Hallelujah.
Walker
praise
from
God.
Beach. Regina amen. From Long Beach.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Come on in. Come on in. Hallelujah. So when we come before the throne, hallelujah, we're supposed to make a joyful noise. Hallelujah. Not just any kind of noise. Praise God. Not no sad. We come before the throne, amen, all sad and sorrowful, as if the Lord has not already blessed us. Too many times we are asking God to take us to grow. Hallelujah. God, I need you to take me to grow. Can you take me to glory, Lord? No, you need to understand that you are in glory. And what you are asking God to do is move you from glory to glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Not to put you in something that you already are. Hallelujah. You have to appreciate what God has already done. Therefore, you come before the throne and make a joyful noise. And then he said, all ye land. Hallelujah. Praise God. All ye land. Hallelujah. Amen. Not just the Catholics. Not just the Methodists. Hallelujah. Not just the Baptists. Not just the Kojic. Hallelujah. Praise God. Not just the saints. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, all ye lands, not just the black man, not just the white man. Hallelujah. Praise God. Not just because you from this side of the tracks or you from that side of the tracks. Hallelujah. Praise God. And another scripture, David said, let everything that has breath. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Some of us are missing out on our blessings because we won't praise the Lord. Well, hell, I don't got nothing to praise him for. Didn't you wake up this morning? Hallelujah. Praise God. What about that old song we used to say? He woke me up this morning, started me on my way. Hallelujah. Praise God. If it had not been for Jesus, see, we sing about it and we talk about it, but do we praise God for it? Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you really happy you woke up this morning? Then you should be giving God the glory. You should be making a joyful noise because somebody didn't wake up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody don't have the use of their legs today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody can't use an arm. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody can't hear. Hallelujah. The word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But God bless you. You should be thankful. Hallelujah. And make a joyful noise. Hallelujah. Unto the Lord. So as we open up the lines for testimony service. Hallelujah, praise God. We invite you, hallelujah, to make your joyful noise unto the Lord. Come before the throne of grace and show the Lord your attitude of gratitude on tonight. The phone lines are open. Praise God. Will there be one? Hallelujah, on tonight. Hallelujah.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice.
Yes, Lord.
To worship you, oh,
yes, Lord.
Soul. Rejoice, enjoy my King. And
yes.
Thank you, Jesus. And let it be a sweet sound. And let it be a sweet, sweet sound.
Praise the Lord, we got cut off.
Sweet sound. In your head. Everybody lift your voice and say, I love you, Lord. I love you,
Lord.
I love my voice. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Love you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
My soul rejoice. Hallelujah. Enjoy my King.
I would like to give a testimony.
And let it be a sweet sound. And let it be a sweet, sweet sound. In your ear, exalt him, oh, lift him up, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Exalt
hallelujah.
Him, let it be a sweet, sweet sound. In
hallelujah.
Your ear, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank the Lord for being here another day. For this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Not
all
mad,
right, man.
But I'm going to be glad
hallelujah.
In it. I appreciate the Lord, because somebody didn't make it this morning. But he woke me up. Hallelujah. He gave me another chance and another opportunity to get it right. So I'm afraid, my God, why I have a chance, because tomorrow is not promised for none of us.
Amen. We thank you, Mother our brother, for that testimony. Praise God. Hallelujah. That song unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Is there another one on today? I believe I heard another one had a testimony. Praise God.
I got a testimony, Brother Andre.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God.
Today the Lord. Today the Lord just blessed me and my grandkids. We was in a store, and we was in the store just buying some little things they needed. And the man came up and just handed my grandkids $20. I said, that's the Lord. That's favor.
Hallelujah.
I said, you guys need to thank God for that favor.
Hallelujah.
And I just thank God how he's been blessing me since the fellowship.
Hallelujah.
He's really been doing good to me. And I just thank God for you, Brother Andre, for Mother, for all the sisters and brothers on the line. I pray for, thank him for Apostle.
Bless.
I just thank God how he has protected me today. Today I was coming down 4th and Juan Apparel. You probably don't know the 4th and Juan Apparel at Long Beach. And the man just ran the light. And I just thank God how God just held my car back so I wouldn't get, I could have hit my head on again. And the man, and God held the car back. It was like, it was amazing how God just took over the car. And I was like, wow, Lord, thank you. Had he not took over, I would have hit this man, and I would have really hurt him because he was coming. He just ran it like he never even stopped. He just ran. And I just thank God how he's keeping me focused and paying attention. Because there's a lot of people, they're not paying attention out here. They're running the lights, they're panicking and everything. And I just thank God how he just protected me and how he just covered me and how he just, you know, keep me protected. And, you know, with all this is going on, people just doing everything. They not paying attention to the light. They running lights and stop signs. And I just thank God today how he kept me. And I wasn't in no accident. And he just touched right there. I just seen the hands of the Lord at that stop sign. And I just give him all the honor and all the praise. And I ask you guys to keep praying for me and my family.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. That testimony is worth a praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See how the hand of the Lord is still working? Hallelujah. The hand of the Lord is still working. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. That's what they call, that's what the world calls supernatural. Hallelujah. Praise God. But that's what we call natural. We expect those kind of things. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is truly a blessing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I could have been dead and gone.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
see how death can come, but when you got the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, like they had the blood of the Lamb over their doorpost. Hallelujah. Praise God. The death angel will pass right, Lord, have mercy, right over you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That is truly a blessing right there. Hallelujah. We don't know how many times the Lord keeps us from hurt, harm, or danger. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't know how many times you done turned the corner. Hallelujah. And 5 minutes later, it was an accident. Praise God. Hallelujah. You went the other way. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. He just happened to be right there, and God, hallelujah, the hand of God moved. Lord, have mercy. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
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 Do we have another testimony on the goodness of the Lord? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. I'd like to praise God.
Apostle LJ Curry, amen, out of Long Beach, California. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah.
Amen, Pastor. Amen. Blessings, Apostle. Bless. Hallelujah. Go ahead, woman of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, man.
Oh, God, I was just
going to
say thank you, Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
Okay, amen. I'm in the car, so please give us a lot of noise. But I just want to thank and praise God. I'm still on the overflow from yesterday evening. Just giving God the glory. I just got to finish speaking. I was blessed, oh Lord, with my hands lifted up. I'm just thanking, praising God for Jesus on today. I'm in a good place right now. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. So I thank you, praise God, for the blood of the Lamb. I heard the testimony of Prophet Jackie. I'm like, wow, God is so good. So I'm just saying, I'm just giving him glory. I remember when I had an accident, and I'm a miracle walking. So I just thank you, praise God. I have amputees on my limbs and my lips. I can lift up a new service to the Lord. I can shout out to him glory. So this is the for that thing. Let us be glad. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So I just thank God for his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. That's my testimony on today. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for that testimony.
I
want to
give her testimony.
Amen. Go right ahead.
I
want to
give her
go
testimony. Okay. I've been working for 43 years, and I truly thank God, though, for the Christ in me. I just thank him and praise him for keeping me. And like I've been, you know, like I said, I've been working for 43 years, and like today I've been, you know, going to my job and everything. And so these ladies been, you know, they've been watching me, you know. And I say, I just thank you, Lord, for them watching me, you know, because I know they see the Lord in me. And the lady came to me today, but she's been coming to me, and she says, Regina, she said, you just keep on, doing for God. And she said, I can tell the anointing of God is up on you. And she said, You are truly a blessing to this job. Because she said, without God, we wouldn't know where we'd be at. But she said, but I can tell that you are a true woman of God. And she said, and I can see the anointing up on you. Keep on doing what you're doing. And she said, I don't speak to everybody, but she said, I know you. And she said, I know you, what did she say? I know you too with God. And she said, don't let nothing turn you back. Continue on doing what you're doing. And God bless you. And I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Because I know I ain't just doing this for nothing. But I said, thank you, Lord, for you just being God all by yourself. And I just thank you that you continue on working with me and in me. So God bless y'all and pray for me as I pray for y'all.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. People are always watching.
Yeah.
Yes,
I just thank God for you when you go online. Thank God for Brother Preacher. Brother Ellisori.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Amen, man of God. We're losing hope right left and right. Thank God I'm still alive. I've been working for 20 years. Hope that. And I'm proud of them. I'm going to do what I finish. I want to thank my supporters all over the world that supported me. I want to thank whoever didn't support me. But I want to thank God for all of them, all of my supporters around the world. I could go to school right now. I have a lot of supporters. It's so much. Thank God for it. Thank God for my health and strength. Just being God, it's something always happens, but it's for our own good. But thank God for another day. Thank God for Brother Brian. Thank God for all my around the world. I pray that I see him real soon. don't have to be sadness all the time. It's just a lot of joy, you know. So,
hallelujah.
Thank God for the preacher and Sister Alberta, Sister Virgie, Sister Patrick.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen for them. Thank God for our military. Our military had lost loved ones. Thank God for our military. For our warriors that have this long. Thank God. Man.
I'm here. I'm here.
You want
Amen.
To touch to reach you?
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
All I want y'all to do is pray for my dad. Yeah, he can stand up and walk with me.
Yes, Sister Teresa,
yes.
My niece.
Pray
hey,
for him man. That he can walk and move.
Yes, Lord.
I went by his house and I gave him Ain't No Billy obituary.
Amen.
He almost
Amen.
Cried.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
This
Amen.
Thing you can't take away. You can wag around and run around and do all the stuff, but they're still family.
Amen.
Amen. Even Moon family. You want to distance yourself and all of it, but they're still family.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Auntie is right there. Oh, Lord, I'm about to cry. I can't do it. I tried to call her out, and she wouldn't answer the phone.
Okay.
I say something wrong.
Hello.
And then y'all called me. She was on hospice. She's like another mother to me. She's been
weird. Teresa.
Hey, man, amen.
Teresa.
I know.
This
y'all already saw my
God,
eyes
God,
when
God,
I walked
God,
in
God,
here.
God got ain't teach. She got on the bed.
I know.
Well, pray for
she was supposed to be. She was she's supposed to be. And I wonder I'm going to be where I'm supposed to be.
Amen, amen. Apostle, would you pray her strength in the Lord, praise God?
Yes, yes. Father, we thank you. We lift up our sister right now, Father. We thank you.
Yes,
in Psalms 46:1, your word declares that you are our refuge and strength, that you are a very present help
yes,
in
Lord.
The time of trouble. Lord, right now, Lord God, you are the God of all comfort.
Yes.
So Father, we ask you right now, Lord, that you would strengthen her. Lord, you see where she is right now. And, Father, thank you, Lord, that when we're in our weakest hour, that's when you are the strongest, Lord God. Hallelujah. So, God, lift her up, God. Your word declares that you are the lifter of our head, oh, God. Lift up her head, God.
Yes,
so she can look up and live.
Yes.
Hey, God. Your word says, God, to be absent from the body is to be present with you. So we thank you, Father, that we live in this life so we can live again. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so, Father,
hallelujah.
We thank you. God, let her, Father, get up and walk, God. No more Sundays. Now you got the power, Lord. Your word declares, by your stripes he is healed. So, Father, we send your word to him right now, Father. And we thank you for his healing, God. Give him a miracle, Rabba, son. No more son. God, you still perform miracles. You still work miracles, God. You still are a miracle-working God. And we give you praise and glory right now because you are who you are, Lord. We bless your name, and we lift you up right now in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, God. We bless your name right now. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you, God.
I just heard the Lord say to tell you, woman of God, don't let go of your faith. Hallelujah. Don't let go of your faith. Continue to trust in me,
for there is nothing too hard for me, saith the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Nothing too hard for me.
And God said, he got you. He said, thanks, trust in me, daughter. I didn't hear him say, I have never failed you. I let you down, glory to God. God said, trust in me. Not in what you see around you. Trust in him. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
And you're going to be all right. Hallelujah.
I
want to
see that man get up and walk.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God. Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord.
I'm going to walk right now.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, God, tonight to be here on the line once again. I thank you, praise God, for taking me through the day, watching over me, watching over my family. I thank you, praise God, for each and every one of you. I thank God for my niece calling me. I thank God for her.
And why did I call you? I don't even know. It was
being
just
being a willing vessel to come on in on the line when I asked her. I said, well, I'm on the prayer line, and she said, I want to go in. So we're going to, what we're going to do is listen, and we're going to pay attention, and we're going to listen to God.
Okay.
Hallelujah. This is what we're here for. Let's hear the word of God. Let's hear the other people's prayers, and let's thank God for enabling us to be here. So I thank you, praise God, for each and every one of you. Pray for us. Pray for Sister Virgie. Sister Teresa is my niece here. I'm here in Fordyce, and she's here in Pine Bluff. We're in Arkansas. Hallelujah. And God is doing some things. And we have, we just went through going away from my aunt. And we just pray for you, Teresa. So listen up. Pay attention to the men and women on the line. Amen. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Do we have one more testimony on tonight before we move on to the word? Hallelujah. That's the name of the Lord.
I have
Hallelujah.
A testimony.
Amen. Go right ahead.
Gloria, and I'm so glad to be on the prayer line tonight.
Can you say your name?
I just want to tell you and remind everyone God is a God of a miracle because two days ago, I'm in Ohio. And they have basements, you know, because I don't know where everybody's from, but I'm just letting you know their basements. And then my daughter's basement is cemented. It's cemented. And she has an 11-month-old baby, and which is my grandson. And I was busy washing dishes and not really looking. We had a guardrail up, but somehow that particular day the guardrail came down. And I literally forgot it had came down, and he just walked over there and went down those stairs.
Wow.
And I'm here to tell you tonight that God, wait, go, glory to God. God is a God of a miracle. Because
yes,
he rolled down three steps, and most steps have two sides to it, but this one has an opening. Didn't have a guardrail on that other other side. And the next thing I know, it's way down 3 steps. He flew off the stairs. Nearly killed him. While I was watching, it looked like he was just flying, and he hit the cement. I grabbed him up, brought him upstairs, and I was telling my daughter, just call the paramedics. Call the paramedics. Do you not know? I just gonna cut it short because I know we need to get in prayer. But when he got to the hospital, he had no bruises, he had no swelling.
Hallelujah!
Glory to God! I tell you, God watched over him. They told us to watch him for 2 days. I'm telling you, there's not a bruise. Did you hear what I said? He not. There's no redness. There's no swelling. God is the God of a miracle. I'm here to tell you, tonight, whatever you ask the God for and you believe, he will do just that. God is the God of a miracle. And even in the point when I couldn't cry out, God was already answering. She said an angel took her child and placed him down. Hallelujah. She said she believed that God, she wanted to get to heaven and see where the angel was protecting her son as he went down the God watches over us going, and he watches over us coming. So I'm telling you tonight, if you're looking for a miracle, you better believe that it's coming.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Is that not a blessing? Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
We're hearing testimonies tonight. Hallelujah. Car accident being missed. Hallelujah. Kids falling and not being hurt. Hallelujah. Because they are under the protection of the hand of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord on the night. God is good. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
My God. Hallelujah. God is truly good. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're about to go to the throne of grace. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then following the throne of grace, amen, I'm going to introduce the man of God on tonight who is going to bring forth the word of God on tonight. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have heard all your prayers and all of your testimonies that have gone up before your throne on today. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you on today. Hallelujah. And Lord, we come, Lord, believing in your word that when two or three come together and agree on a thing in the earth, it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. You said, Lord, whatever we unleash on earth, you shall unleash in heaven, Lord. Mm. Hallelujah. So we unleash healing on tonight. We unleash deliverance on tonight. Hallelujah. We unleash peace of mind on tonight. Hallelujah. We unleash breakthroughs on tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we unleash that revelation knowledge from you on tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we thank you for the man of God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for your willing vessel on tonight, bringing forth the word. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, anoint his lips of clay on tonight to speak nothing but your word.
Yes,
hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you in advance for everything that you are about to say to us through your vessel of instruction, Lord. And we thank you, we praise you, and we magnify your name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord on tonight. He is worthy. Hallelujah. To be praised. He is worthy to be magnified. He is worthy to be lifted up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Well, I hope you are ready for the word on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The man of God is getting ready to come forth and break bread with us on tonight. Hallelujah. So without further ado, I am going to introduce the son, and I am going to present you to others, the anointed holy man of God. Hallelujah. Apostle Eldon Curry. Apostle, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you. Give the Lord a hand praise. Hallelujah. And magnify him for the man of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Come on, give God a praise, beloved. Come on, give God a praise. Give your God a victory shout. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We bless the Lord on today. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. How many know that God is good all the time?
All the time.
All the time.
Glory to God. Hallelujah to his name. Come on, give him a shout, beloved. Come on, when David said, I will bless the Lord at what? All times. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I'll tell you like this. Ain't no wrong time to bless him. Come on here, somebody. Any time, amen, that it hit my spirit that God is good, I should give him a praise. Come on, somebody. Any time God put it in my mind, glory to God, how good he's been, that is a signal to give him some praise. When I see him with miracles, hallelujah, and I watch him perform things that nobody else can do, glory to God, that's a sign for us to give God what? Some praise. Come on, give God praise. Hallelujah.
The Lord have a word for you.
Yes, Lord.
For me.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Bless you.
Bless you, woman of God.
I'm sorry to interrupt. The Lord told me to sing this song to you, Apostle Curry, before you start.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Apostle Curry, the Lord wants to encourage you. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit spoke to me and told me, because of your faithfulness, it's your time. He told me because of your faithfulness.
While the Spirit of God is moving on the line, nobody don't say nothing while God is speaking. Please, honorable call, Tarabasando.
To sing this song to you, Apostle Curry, to encourage you, to let you know that it's your time, because of your faithfulness.
Yes.
You've been faithful. You've been true. And you've done all that you can do.
Yes,
and for your faithfulness, it's your time. See a part of you and plot it for the rest. Now it's your time to be blessed. And for your faithfulness, it's your time. See, you've been faithful. You've been true, and you've done all that you know how to do. And for your faithfulness, it's your time. You've applauded. You applauded everyone else. Now it's your time to be blessed. And for your faithfulness, it's your time. You've waited, Apostle, you've waited for so long.
Yes,
but you were there all yesterday, and you were strong. And for your faithfulness, it's your time. You encouraged everyone else. When you needed encouragement yourself. And for your faithfulness, God said you've been faithful, man of God. It's your time. You've been faithful. You've been true, God said. And you've done all didn't know how to do. And for your faith, it's your time.
Hallelujah.
My blessing is gone.
Hallelujah.
I have to talk in the Holy Ghost to talk. God bless you, Apostle. You be faithful. Thing be faithful unto God. Amen. He's pleased with you.
Hey, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
The devil is a lot of us and steal from us and take from us. But when the Holy Ghost said, the Lord said, double on us. I hear the ocean.
Hey!
He said, he's on the ocean. He said, double on us. He said, come on, see? It's my horse. It's not us. I said, double on
hey. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Let's
praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. The devil tried to bring up
thank
our past.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord said, your name is faithful to
me. Hallelujah.
Hold on, Mr. God. Hold on, Mr. God, some change of here. He said, remain faithful and double on us. Double on us. Glory to God. God bless you, Apostle. Amen.
Yes, sir. I feel like shouting all over this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, woman of God, for obeying the Holy Ghost. Thank you. Hey, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah, God. I praise God right now, y'all. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
hallelujah. God is a good God. Hallelujah. God got undercover angels everywhere. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I don't know why the Holy Ghost just told me this. The Holy Ghost said he don't care what the devil said, what the devil told you. He said he's going to restore your man. He said, why do you do it? I'm going to do it for my glory.
Yes,
so yes and yes, he's going to restore your marriage, man of God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. He said, I said, what the devil told you? I said, I'm going to restore your marriage.
Hey, the Boku, you're my son, though. Hallelujah.
He said, you see it. And she allowed her herself to obey.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He just now. I was going by my business, Apostle. And the Holy Ghost said, tell him I'm going to restore his marriage.
Hey, double cool, God, I'm about to handle. Hallelujah.
Amen. For your faithfulness, it's your time.
Yes, God.
Glory be to God.
God, hallelujah.
Watch God, watch God turn around for his glory.
Hallelujah.
I'm a child of the Lord.
Hey, God, double cool, God, I'm about to handle.
I can hear
it for a victory praise. Hallelujah.
You say, I'm going to set up all the hounds of the soothsayer.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
I come on, see under higher. Yes, I will restore your marriage. Yes, I will restore your marriage.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Watch. Watch me.
Yes, God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, God.
Amen. Obey God, man of God. You just walk. You just follow after the Lord. Amen. You catch up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thunder in your voice. Under the Lord.
Yes, God.
Ooh, it's my will. It's my will. It's my will.
Yes.
It's my will.
Yes.
My will. My will, son. My will. I say the she. And the devil, she can be the devil, son. It's my will, I say, behold, I said it's my will.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, God. It's my will. It's my will.
Yes, Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to
God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory
God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen. We magnify the Lord on tonight. Somebody give God another hand of praise. Somebody give God another shout of victory. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is moved.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We are blessed, Tyler God. We are blessed beyond measure.
Hallelujah.
God is in the midst. Hallelujah. God is in the midst. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is in the midst. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
It's our time now.
Yeah.
Glory to God. I thank God for that word, woman of God. Hallelujah. I thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes.
Bishop.
Yes.
Praise
yes,
the Lord. Bishop. Maurice needs
yes,
prayer.
Woman.
Maurice need prayer because he can't hardly breathe and he need prayer.
Father, I thank you. I give you praise right now, Father. I ask you right now to open up his lungs, God, right now, Father. God, we cancel the assignment of the enemy. Devil, you a liar. Take your hands off of it. No,
Toropoko Yadaba Sando Dabote. Palabo Siki Torobo Sando. Halalabo Ki Torobo Sando. I thank you, Lord, that the yoke is destroyed because of your anointing, even right now, God. Thank you, God, for sending your anointing to where he is, God. Thank you for him being able to breathe, Honorable Koyanaba Sando Sando. God, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor right now, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Father, we give you praise. By your stripes, Lord, the blood of Boko Yarabasan. We put the blood over his body.
Hallelujah.
You lay hands upon his heart, daughter. Hallelujah. We thank you.
Hallelujah.
Good God. So I begin to tell the Lord, thank you right now. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory. glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory,
hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory, hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Woman of God, let me tell you what the Lord told me to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
He said, because of your obedience to him, he said, you're getting ready to walk into a season of open doors. Come on here, somebody.
Jesus.
God said, daughter, because you obeyed my word and moved for me like you did. God says, I'm ready to move for you. Hey, everywhere when you need me to move for you, I'm ready to have miracles that are almost coming to your shadow. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he said, I'm going to make your enemies. He said, I'm going to make your enemies your footstool. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
He said, I said, to make your feet like hind feet. In other words, you're going to the places that you thought were too high. God said, you're getting ready to leap over them with no problem. He said, because I'm making your feet like hind feet.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, I bless you.
And God said, look as much when I'm in it. But God says, I'm getting ready to use you in a way that almost harder than I'm going to you, Shando. I just hear him say, open door.
I love you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, I bless you, God. Your word, God. Your word.
The blessing is coming behind your obedience. I'm almost harder than I'm going to find you, Shando.
Yes, God.
I'm almost harder
than I'm going to find you, Shando. Thank you, Jesus.
And he said, I'm going to let some of the rain that's on me fall on you. God says, he's going to allow some of the rain that's on me to fall on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Glory, 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 glory.
And God said, it's not going to be long before you start seeing miracles and blessings and breakthroughs. Show you in dreams and visions are about to come to pass, said the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you for it, Jesus. Thank you for it, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You have to be online tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah, God. Yes, sir. Hallelujah, God.
Not only to be a blessing. They said, I will look to the hills and become my help. For all my help comes from the Lord. God said, I'm sending you help. Now, hallelujah, I'm coming. Hallelujah, Sando. God said, I'm coming. You know, it's something when the Lord said, I'm coming myself. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a shout.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless His holy name. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I want to just share something about the Apostle learn. If you don't mind, it's a quick thing that I wanted to come and bring truth to the people of God. And I wanted to repent to the people of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah. 5 years ago, I stepped out of the Lord and I walked by faith and God began to bless my ministry. But I failed. Hallelujah. Hey, thank you, Jesus. And God has restored me back to Him. Amen. He restored me back to him. Hallelujah. And I heard several women.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Hey, God, I know that I'm cool. Get out of my son.
Oh, God. I receive Jesus. Oh, God. I receive
I just hear Psalms 51 over you. Hallelujah! I just hear Psalms 51 over you. Hallelujah.
All the women, that God sent to me to minister to, and I turned my back and I stand in the sin against God. And I want to tell you, I'm so sorry for hurting you. I'm so sorry for hurting you. And I pray that God would touch your heart and heal you for whatever thought that I put down. I'm so sorry. I repent to everybody I hurt. I'm sorry. I am with the Lord now. Hallelujah. And I'm walking with him. Hallelujah. And I'm learning him every day. And I repent to the body of Christ. I repent for backsliding. And God has restored me back home with him. And I pray for those who I hurt when I was in a backsliding state. And I pray that God will encourage them and build them up. And I pray the Lord will heal them and use them for his glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless y'all. I'm going off the line now. But y'all pray my strength in the Lord. I love y'all. Keep me lifted up. And I'll keep you lifted up in Jesus' name. Be encouraged, saints. I love you with the love of God.
It is well. It is well. Hallelujah. Oh, God, praise.
Hallelujah.
Come on, give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God has a twofold word tonight. To the daughters of Zion. I want to give you what the Lord has given me to give you tonight. Those who have been faithful in your giving to the fellowship and to the man of God. Can everybody hear me tonight?
Amen.
Too clearly.
Amen.
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 God said to speak to y'all first. The Holy Ghost says to speak to y'all first. He said, tell them that whatever they ask me to do, I'm going to do.
Hallelujah.
I don't know if y'all heard what the Holy Ghost said. He said, whatever they ask me to do, I'm going to do it.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Yes, God.
Tell them that they are up under an open heaven. Tell them that whatever they desire from me,
hallelujah,
it's going to come to pass. And then I'm getting ready to pull them out of blood, and they're not going to have room enough to receive.
Amen. Amen.
And one more thing Daddy said to tell y'all. He said, tell them to get ready for the overflow.
Yes, sir.
Woo! I got to hear the Holy Ghost. He said, tell them to get ready for the overflow.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
If you done obey God and you got seed planted and you done sold, God said you should be shown right now because blessings and miracles are headed your way.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. To everything there is a time. When God speak a word and tell you that whatever you ask for, you getting ready to get. Amen. I wouldn't be sitting there no praises right now. I would be giving up all the praise that I can to Daddy because he said there ain't no restriction. There ain't nothing he gonna withhold from you. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm just telling you what Daddy said.
Thank you.
Now to all of the women of God tonight, the Lord dropped something in my spirit. I'm telling y'all, God has been blessing us through the word of God these last couple of days. Somebody give God a prayer. I said, he's been blessing us through the word of God.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory.
Through prophet Jackie, glory to God. And the Lord asked us a question. Can he build our house? Hallelujah. Let the Lord build your house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let the Lord build your house. Hallelujah. And then Evangelist Virgin came through and talked about the virtuous woman. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. She walked, the Holy Ghost used her to walk us all through Proverbs.
Yes, sir.
And God is saying, I'm building my daughters up because the kings is coming. Yeah. I'm going to drop this little bit what the Lord told, shared in my spirit. And if you got a pen, you might want to write this down. The Lord said there's a difference between a helpmeet and a wife.
Well,
and then he began to share with me the difference between the two. Can you still hear me tonight?
Yes. Amen.
The helpmeet that God created for Adam was just to assist him.
Come on, Holy Ghost. Speak.
But when God gave us as a man a godly wife, you know what he said? And that man obtained favor, it's because the virtuous woman is in the godly wife. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
That's why her price is far beyond rubies. There ain't no value on her. There ain't no price you can put
on a virtuous woman, on a godly wife. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Because she is a rare. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Now, when you go back to Genesis, when God created Adam a helpmate, she allowed the enemy to get in her ear. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And when the enemy got in her ear, he persuaded her to eat fruit that she wasn't supposed to eat. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the godly wife don't allow the enemy to get in her ear because she stay in prayer and she stay busy and she stay submissive to her husband.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's why her husband loved her and trusted her. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, let's go to Proverbs 31 right quick. Hallelujah. See what Proverbs 31 say right quick. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are y'all still with me tonight? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's go to Proverbs 31. And let's read verses 10. Amen. And 12. 10 through 12. Is everybody there?
Hallelujah.
Everybody ready?
Amen.
Amen.
And what are the Lord reads? It says, a wife of noble character, who can find? Don't you know that a godly wife is hard to find?
Amen.
She's a rare, glory to God. She is a rare. You know, that's why when you get one, you got to hold on to her. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. If there's any brother online, when you got one, you got to hold on to her because you ain't going to find her nowhere in the earth unless God put you with her. I put her before you. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God. But it's a lot of copycats out there. There's a lot of helpmates out there. But godly wives, there ain't a lot of them out there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And while we in this here arena, you know, we've heard the expression, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. That findeth, there's an ETH on it in the old King James. That word findeth means already found or already in progress. See, he that already finds a wife. It just takes God to put her in front of you or put God in view of her. It ain't like God got to go. Hey, thank you, Lord. It's not for the man to go find a wife. The wife find him. Come on here, somebody. Are y'all still with me tonight?
Amen.
He that findeth, that would find it means already found. So how can you find somebody that's already found? God is saying, it takes me to put her in front of you. Come on here, somebody. But the church is taught, oh, the man got to go look for a wife. In the Old Testament, you show me anywhere where they went to go look for a wife. Hallelujah. Adam woke up and Eve was there. God put him to sleep, and he woke up, and there she was, glory to God. Abraham, they go look for Sarah. Sarah came where Abraham was. God sent Sarah to Abraham. When he got time for Isaac to have a wife, Abraham sent his servant and said, go find my son Isaac a wife. Come on here, somebody. Jacob. Hallelujah.
Laban sent Jacob's wife. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He didn't go looking. They was put before them. Hmm. And the same God is saying, I'm still operating the same way today. See, God haven't changed. The world's system have changed. Amen. People of the world have changed, but God is still the same. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. Are y'all still with me tonight?
Amen.
It says, a wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than what? Rubies. Come on here, somebody. Do y'all know how rich rubies are? And yet the word says she is far more valuable than rubies. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
God is saying to encourage you tonight, glory to God, that there's not a price that can be put on how valuable you are. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That there ain't a price that can be put on how valuable you are. Hallelujah. If you receive that from the Holy Ghost, come on, give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Because this world system has messed up the women in the earth. And they got the woman playing the role of the man. Come on here, somebody. And they got women literally saying, I don't need a man. But your name, your man, you were named after a man. How you going to say you don't need a man when you were named after a man? Come on to somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Your room ain't complete without us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Speak, Holy Ghost. One man. You need that man to complete your womb. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Why? Because your womb can't produce nothing without a man. Come on here, somebody. But you just need the right man. Come on. Are we still online tonight? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God said, all you got to do is praise me because I know the man that you need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, I can't hear nobody praise him right now. God said, whatever you need, it's in me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many of you believe that tonight?
Amen.
Don't look at the thing. Look at the God of the thing. Come on here, somebody. Because God has
Amen.
Everything we need. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I wish somebody would pray for about 3 seconds. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you believe He got everything you need, come on and lift Him up. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thanks. That's what's wrong now. The enemy got our mind on things, and we ain't thinking about the God of the things. Hallelujah. Matthew 6, he says, to seek ye what? First, the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be what? Added unto you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
We want the things before we want God. And God said, that's why the things ain't coming, because they don't come without
Amen.
They don't come without me. I need you to wrap yourself up in me, and everything you need will come with me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I wish somebody
Amen.
You got praise. That little boy could get a
bus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Beloved, don't you allow yourself to get wrapped up in these things. Hallelujah. God is greater. God is bigger. God still has control of everything. Everything was still made by Him and for Him. So whatever you need, you just have to plug in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can somebody say neighbor?
Neighbor.
Neighbor.
Whatever you need.
Whatever you need.
It's in your praise.
It's in your praise.
Right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I need you to say it like you believe it. I need
hallelujah.
You to say it like you know it.
Hallelujah.
I need you to courage your neighbor, and I need you to let go of your praise. So
yes,
God
Lord.
Can take you to the next level. Hallelujah. Glory
yes,
to God.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Yes,
glory, hallelujah. Glory,
yes,
glory,
Lord.
Glory,
yes,
hallelujah.
God.
Let me tell you what's going to happen when you praise God. When you praise God, they're going to free your mind right now. Hallelujah. Somebody's mind needs to be free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your spirit is free, but your mind ain't free. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you still battling in your mind like this don't make no sense. Hallelujah. I can't understand it. Stop trying to understand it and just understand that God is God. And at the end of the day, he got the final say. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God.
See, somebody need to put a praise right there. Right there is where you need to put a praise at, right there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Put a praise right there.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah.
Now, let's go back to Proverbs 31 right quick. And let's go to verse 11. It says, a husband. Check out. Verse 11. It says her husband has full confidence in her.
Amen.
Are y'all in Proverbs 31 and 11? It says her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. Come on.
Amen.
Her husband fully trusted her.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, I got a few brothers online tonight. Brothers, hallelujah. How many of you would agree with me when I say, as a man, that we saying a lot when we say we fully trust you? Hallelujah.
Amen.
That means that you came in our heart. Now, when we say we fully trust you, that means you done found a place in our heart now. Hallelujah.
Man.
That means when you out here to do something, we ain't gonna growl at you.
I'm
just playing. Hallelujah, glory to God. That means, glory to God, that we done, that we are to the place now where we can put our head in your lap, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what Samson did with Delilah. He was in the wrong lap though because she had been cutting all his strength off. Gotta be careful where you lay your head at, glory to God. That's why when God give you a godly wife, glory to God, you go and get you a pillow, glory, and put it on the lap and just sleep, glory to God, because all she's going to do is pray over you. Hallelujah. Speak blessings over you. Hallelujah. And then you wake up smiling, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. Says her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of his life. Somebody say all.
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 Amen.
Now, can somebody help me tonight? What's on the other side of all?
Yes,
sir.
Amen.
I know y'all might think this is a trick question, but it's not. What's on the other side of all? Nothing.
Nothing.
So that means that he ain't got to worry about nothing. Oh, y'all ain't catching what the Holy Ghost is saying tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the word about nothing, hallelujah. Why? Because
amen.
All the days of her life, she ain't gonna remember good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's smiling when he wake up, glory to God. He's smiling at our noonday. He's smiling in the evening time. Why? Because he's meditating on the good thing that God has given him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, I can't hear nobody praise God right there. Hallelujah.
Y'all
got to know when to praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is saying, you got to know when I'm talking to you. Hallelujah. I'm finna do something for you. Come on here, somebody. All we got to do is recognize.
what's going on.
Amen.
God,
amen.
Keep me sensitive to when you talking to me so I can bless you at the right time. Lord, let me hear you when I need to. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
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 that's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. A wise man ain't going to let a godly wife go. Hallelujah. A wise man ain't.
Amen.
Hallelujah. A fool will, hallelujah, but a wise man ain't, glory to God, hallelujah.
Because
you realize where his favor is, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah.
Yes, thank you.
No. Glory,
but some
hallelujah.
Women are complaining about the devil. Some
yes,
women are complaining about the devil, but they tearing their own house down because they don't know how to keep their mouth closed. Hallelujah!
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God.
Jesus.
Walking around telling her, I rebuke you, Satan, but Satan using your mouth to keep this cord going. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Tell me that you're not giving a place to the enemy, but every time you open your mouth against your husband or against the man of God that you with, glory to God, God, because you're running him away, glory to God. And you
Amen.
Wonder why you're on your knees here over at Sister Susie and want to come home. Why? Because your mouth has made it to where you don't want to come home, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God said you can draw more bees with honey than you can with vinegar. Somebody need to put a praise right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Is there more power that a song and to turn away wrath? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Maybe if you give them a soft answer, you'll get what they're looking for. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Unless he gets all out there with the devil, then you know you can talk soft to him all you want. It ain't going to do no good.
Amen.
Because if he won't hear God, he's not going to hear you. If a man say that he love you and don't love God, run.
Let me see if I'm...
Let me say it again. Can anybody hear me online tonight? I said, if a man tell you that he love you and don't love God, run. Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay.
Why? Because he can't love you because there ain't no love in him. Why? Because all love comes from who? God. God is love. So if you can't love God, ain't no way that you can love anything else or anyone else. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
How many know that lust and love ain't the same? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And sometimes, you know, people get it mixed up, glory to God. They think they love you, but they just lust in you, glory to God. How many know that lust is not of God? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Come on, Apostle. Speaking truth.
See. When you love some glory to God, then you're willing to do everything in your power to show that you love it. See, love is obedience. What you love, you obey. Hallelujah. You can tell how much a person loves you by how they obey you. Come on, here, somebody. You know you was in your relationship, amen. You know, if you ever been in a relationship and you really care about somebody, amen. They ain't got to ask you twice to do nothing, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, maybe can you get me a glass of water? Yeah, I got you. And they over there before you know it, amen. It's so quick, glory to God, and they done brought it back. Oh, that was so, thank you. If you've been with them for a few months or a few years, glory to God, honey, can I get a drink of water? You don't even get it yourself. I'm busy. You just right there. But see, the love ain't there. Because love obeys when it calls. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why it's so important to keep the communication lines, to keep prayer going. Why? Because that keeps the love hot. That keeps the love on fire. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Somebody bless him.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. I'm having to listen to this. Tell myself, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says, be you not unequally yoked. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why you got to be careful who you yoke up with. Glory to God.
Yes.
Just because they say they love God. Glory to God. But love, faith, God works is dead. Glory to God. A lot of people say they love him.
Come on.
The love is predicated on how you obey God. Hallelujah. You know. If you Pentecostal, you get with somebody that don't believe in tongues, y'all are equally yoked. God, hallelujah. That's not going to work, glory to God. Hallelujah. You want to pray in the Holy Ghost and keep telling you, baby, are you full of the devil? No, Hallelujah. We got to go our separate ways, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come on, preacher.
Why? Because you're unequally yoked. What fellowship? There's darkness with light. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
One is full of light, and the other one is full of darkness. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I was walking earlier, and the Lord was talking to me. Tyler, God, catch this, y'all. Check out what the Lord told me. He said, obedience and disobedience can't get along in the same house. I said, what, Lord? He said, whenever you have one that's obedient and one that's disobedient, there's always going to be conflict. He said, it's
that's
like oil and water. They don't mix.
Come on, preacher. Come on, preacher.
And he said, that's why, amen. You're like, Lord, fix it. God says, I can't fix something that don't want to be fixed. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The reason why God can't fix something or someone that don't want to be fixed is because he gave him the will. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And they got to want their will to line up with his will. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Come on, preacher.
Yeah.
You preaching.
But how many of you know that if what's in front of you don't line up, God has a ram in the bush. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, the ram in the bush is when the promise. See, God has the promise. But when the promise is in the place of being sacrificed, God said, you ain't got to kill it. God said, there's a ram in the bush. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
And sometimes the ram in the bush is better than what God promised you. I got to leave this alone.
Amen.
Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Lord, have mercy.
Hallelujah.
When you find yourself in a situation that's unequally yoked, either two things going to happen. So y'all still hear me tonight?
Yes,
sir.
Boy, this is rich right here, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, two things are going to happen. Either God's going to straighten it out or either God's going to move it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said either God's going to straighten it out. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Or either God's going to move it. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah.
Why? Because obedience brings about change. Come on, hear somebody.
Amen. Amen.
Now, I want you to go one more place with me tonight. And then we're going to close it up. Come with me to 1 Samuel 15. And we're going to start with verse 19, 1 Samuel 15. Now, hear what the Lord told me. He said, I want to bless my people, but they're not ready to be blessed.
Uh-oh.
He said, because they haven't put action behind their faith.
Whoa.
I said, huh? He said, they're asking me to give them more than enough, but they're not showing me that they're faithful with the just enough. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
God tonight, child of God, is going to challenge you in your giving. This is what he put in the mind to tell you. He said, tell them, the reason why they're still struggling is because they haven't done what I told them to do. What is it that God has told you to do that you ain't done yet, that you're trying to figure out? Hallelujah. How many know that it don't take being smart to be blessed? Come on here, somebody. All it takes is an obedient act. Hallelujah.
Better than sacrifice.
You ain't gotta be no, you ain't gotta be no rocket scientist. God said, just obey me. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hey, come on. Amen.
Amen.
The problem with us is we're trying to have sense like God. God says, I don't need you for that. I need you to obey me. I'm the one that's all-knowing. I know everything. You don't. You know what I tell you. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Do you know what helped me, child of God? When I stopped trying to figure God out. When I stopped trying to figure God out, everything opened for me. Hallelujah. God started talking to me. When I left myself open to him and said, Lord, I'm going to stop trying to be on your level. I'm trying to match you mind for mind. Lord, I'm going to stop trying to know everything. And just what you tell me, Lord, I'm going to thank you for what you give me. Hallelujah, glory to God. Like Elder been telling us, he said, now how can God give you more when you won't thank him for what you already got? Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
1 Samuel 15, verse 19. Is everybody there?
Amen.
And what the Lord says, why did you not obey the Lord? This is Samuel. Why did you pounce on the plunder and do evil in the eyes of the Lord? This is Saul, verse 20. But I did obey the Lord, Saul said. I went on the mission the Lord assigned me. I completely destroyed the Amalekites and brought back Agag, their king. 21, and the soldiers took sheep and cattle from the plunder and the best of what was devoted to God in order to sacrifice them to the Lord your God at Gilgal. Verse 22, but Samuel replied, does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? Come on here, somebody. To obey is better than sacrifice. And to heed is better than the fat of ram. Hallelujah. Then verse 23, because so rebellion is like the sin of divination. And arrogance like the evil of idolatry. Now here's what the Lord was telling him. He said, look. He said, we got to get out of the mindset, child of God. Hear me. Can everybody hear me tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
God going to deliver us tonight.
Amen.
From us being in a fixed income mentality. Let me say it again so you can hear me with clarity.
Amen.
God going to deliver us tonight from thinking in a fixed income mentality. How many know that God can unfix your income? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
That it's not God's will for us to have a fixed income.
Amen.
That's the government's will. That ain't God's will. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
When you're on a fixed income, that means you're limited to what you can do. You're limited to what you can give. You're limited to the things you can have. Why? Because I just hear that song, living just enough for the city. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God want to change our mentality.
Yes.
But he can't fix it until we step out in obedience and praise him. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Why do you think it's in Malachi the only place where God tell him, where God tell us to prove him? Prove me now herewith. In other words, put me to the test. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But God said tonight that he want to put us to the test.
Amen.
God right now saying the test is on you tonight.
Mm. Amen.
Because we keep saying we believe God, but God saying, but you ain't put me to the test yet. Come on here, somebody.
Come on, preacher. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In other words, you haven't released the seed that can release your miracle. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And God been speaking to you, but you been saying, I can't do that. I ain't got enough.
Mm.
When are you going to stop just wanting to have enough and have more than enough? Oh, yeah, I'm here to challenge you tonight in the Holy Ghost. God has said, how long are you going to be content with just having enough and step into the realm of having more than enough and say, God, I thank you that you are more than enough. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Thank you, child of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If the Lord took 3 loaves of fish and 5 loaves of bread and fed 5,000, not including women and children, what more can he do for you if you obey what he's telling you to do? Come on here, somebody. That little boy gave us his lunch, glory to God, so a whole multitude could eat. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Right, the little boy saw the need. Come on here, somebody. He saw the need to eat. Come on. He said, I can't even eat, and I'm the only one that got food. Lord, bless this. Hallelujah. Bless it.
Mm.
And when the Lord blessed it, it multiplied. Come on here, somebody. Mm.
Yeah.
Listen, listen. Hello. What if that Shunammite woman had a son Elijah?
Mm-hmm.
And now built him a room because she saw the need for him to have some rest. She saw the need. Hallelujah. Yeah, he needed a stool. He needed a table. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
She built that man. Matter of fact, she told her, she said, look here, baby, that holy man, he be walking around here. I see him every day. He needs a room to rest his head. I know he'd be tired. But he'd be faithful every day. Hallelujah. And she saw his need, and when she took care of his need, her need was met. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
The reason why I'm telling you to obey God is this. God is saying this. He said, tell them tonight. Can y'all hear me? Can everybody hear me tonight?
Yes, sir.
When God speaks to you about obedience, if you don't obey God, you're going to end up having to sacrifice.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
Come on, preacher.
Sacrifice is a second chance at obedience. Come on, here, somebody. Now, catch what the Lord just said to you just now. Sacrifice is a second chance at obedience. But when God has you to sacrifice, that means he's going to have you to do something that hurts. Come on, here, somebody. He said the reason why it's going to hurt because you didn't obey me the first time. Come on, here, somebody.
Amen.
Set down on that floor by her, I get back. Sacrifice is going to be something that you really love, and God said, put that on y'all.
You didn't hear me when I told you to move the first time, but this time I'm going to require you to give something, and it's going to hurt when you give it. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Man.
Child of God, don't get to the place where God have to have you to give a sacrifice.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. It's not the will of God, child of God. Hallelujah. It's not the will of God. God don't want us to give something and then have to go without when we... God is saying, if you obey me, you will never have to sacrifice. Y'all didn't catch that. God said,
yeah.
If you obey me, you will never have to sacrifice.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory. I'm going to close with this, child of God. The Lord said, say this, son. Don't you know if you don't obey God concerning me, God going to use somebody else, and they going to reap the blessing
Amen.
That you could have reaped, and then they going to reap not only your blessing, but yours too. God is going to cover his anointing as long as we walk obedient and upright. And God is saying, some of you, he's been challenging for a minute, and you ain't moved.
Come on, preacher.
And you wonder why things is happening because you haven't obeyed God.
Mm. Amen.
You want God to move for us, but then when God tell us to move for him, we don't move for him.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
God is saying, I've sent you warnings. When God spoke to the elder, that was a warning. And with 10 lepers, only one came back to say thank you and give his offering. All of them were healed.
Mom.
Only one that was healed came back to thank him. Come on here, somebody. You mean to tell me you can't come back to thank the master after he done healed you? Glory. You going to the priest? They ain't even praying for you. He says, go show yourself to the priest. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Go show the priest that you got healed. But that don't mean to go and not come back and say, thank you. Glory God to the one that healed you. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Oh, I can't hear nobody right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God want to challenge
Lord.
Us to come out of the just enough state. Let me tell you something. If you're going to walk with God, you can't walk with God and be in the just enough state.
Amen.
Uh-uh. Why? Because he's more than enough.
Yes, he is.
But when you don't obey him, you limit him. Because he can't move for you because you're not giving him nothing to work with.
Man.
Man. The Bible says he gives seed to the sower. Come on, hear somebody.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
So in order for God to give you seed, already be sowing and ask him to give you seed. God won't give you seed if you ain't sowing nothing. God gives you seed when you sow.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Holy Ghost.
Uh-oh.
Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. God gives you seed when you sow. God has said, you want me to give you seed, but you ain't sowing nothing. So I can't give you no seed because you ain't even sowing the seed you already got to get seed that you want to come. Ooh, I wish I could teach you like I feel it. God is saying, grab hold of what I'm telling you. The Holy Ghost said, grab hold of what I'm telling you. I hope I make somebody mad enough to say,
I'm going to prove him wrong. Prove it wrong that you can't, because the Holy Ghost ain't never wrong. Glory, let me tell you something. If you want to get out of where you at, then trust God to give what he's been telling you to give to get you out of where you at.
Amen.
Woo. God got more for you, beloved. But if you close your hand to God, how did God open his hand to you? Hey, speak, Holy Ghost. Speak, Lord. If you close your hand to God, how can God open his hand to you?
Amen.
Come on, give God
glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Come on, give God a praise.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Somebody glad tonight. Somebody glad that this word came forth. Somebody glad
Amen.
That the Lord put this word out here.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
God love you enough, beloved. He don't want you to be without. He's an abundant God. Let me tell you something. I got tired of being sick and come. I was like, Lord, I can't do that. I'm on a fixed income. He said, who told you you was on a fixed income? He said, is that my will for you to be on? I said, no, Lord, it's not. He said, well, trust me with your finances. And do you know when I started giving to God, my income became unfixed. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Ain't no limit. I trust in him. Why? Because he is the source. Hallelujah.
Yes, he
of
is.
My strength. Hallelujah. He's
yes,
the source
Lord,
of
Lord.
My strength. He's the strength of
yes,
my life.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's the source of my strength and the strength of my life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, let me tell you something. If you're ready to walk on water and obey God.
Amen.
If you're tired of where you are right now, obey God. Obey God. You ain't going to never know what it's like if you don't obey God and try to see. He said, prove me now.
Prove me.
Hallelujah.
Put me to the test. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Lord, hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on and praise God. See, the more you praise God, the better of that word gonna go down in your belly. Come on here, somebody. See, you need the discernment of God so you can digest the words you just heard. Hallelujah! You need to give God a praise so that word down in your belly.
Hallelujah.
Your praise shall let all receive your word.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory.
Sometimes the word is like casserole. It don't taste good. But when you get past the taste, that's when you know it's working. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Come on now, come on now, come on now.
Come on, give God another victory shout and another shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hey, that I'm going to call that I'm our son, did you? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, no, that I'm going to call that I'm our son. Yes, somebody let me get all the way down in the belly. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Somebody's life gonna be changed after today. Somebody's life gonna be changed after today. Hallelujah. After tonight.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. After tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. While the Spirit of God is moving, glory to God, and the anointing of God is having its way. Amen. Come on in, Elder. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
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 Thank
Give
you.
The Lord
Thank
some
you.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
Magnify his name. Hallelujah. Lift him up. Hallelujah. Because he's worthy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah. He's worthy.
Yes, Lord.
He's worthy.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
I got a song.
Oh, hallelujah.
I got a song in my belly. And I know you know the song.
Hey.
I want you to sing. The name of the song called This Train is Bound for Glory. Hey, y'all, shout out to you.
Yes,
oh,
sir.
Hallelujah. This
I'll
train.
Yes, sir.
This train is bound for glory.
If you ride, you got to be holy. This train is bound for glory. This train is bound for glory. If you ride, you got to be holy.
Train, hallelujah. Praise God. It's the only train I want to be on, hallelujah. The train, hallelujah, that's bound for glory, praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne before we go any further. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord,
We thank you for the man of God on tonight. We thank you for the word that you put in his belly on tonight, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for his boldness on tonight. Hallelujah. To come forth and speak your word. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for him being your willing vessel. Hallelujah, Lord. We ask that you continue to pour into him. So he continue to pour out onto us. Hallelujah. We lift him up unto you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you. Hallelujah. Continue to bless him. Continue to mold him. Continue to shape him, Lord. Continue, Lord, to order his steps. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you.
Yes, God.
We praise you.
Yes,
and we magnify your name.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen.
To the man of God, he's going to give you the blessings that he give a blessing to a prophet. You're going to see the prophet's reward. I'm not going to share to you.
Hallelujah.
You're ready for that prophet's reward. He said, I'm going to launch your territory. He said, I'm going to share to you. He said, get ready. Hey, shout out to God. God said, he's going to give you a mansion. Hey, shout out to him.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
He's going to give you a mansion. He's going to build that radio station in it. Hey, shout
thank you, Lord.
Hey, God said, you've been faithful. He said, if you be faithful a little, I will bless you with much. And he said, you've been a faithful
Oh, hallelujah.
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 He's going to bless you and your wife. Hey, shout out to your shit. He said, get ready to move in a new home. Hey, shout out to your shit. Shout out to your
shit. Oh, hallelujah.
Shout out to your
shit. Woo, God.
And that's from the word of God. God said, you faithful. Good and faithful. He said, you are good and faithful, sir. I am well pleased with you. Shout out to your shit.
Yes, God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I receive it. Hallelujah. I receive it in the name of... Oh, hallelujah.
Hey, glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah.
I receive that in the I receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, sister, for being obedient.
You're going to be hard. He said you're going to be hard people to work for you. Hey, shout out to El Shady.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And I hear the Lord say,
I receive them.
You and your wife put on your travel suit because you're finna get ready to move.
He said,
put on your
travel suit. Hey!
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
he's holding them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God said he's going to bless his whole line. Hey, shout out to the old shit. He said in this revival, it ain't
going
to stop. Hey, you're going to go on and on and on.
Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
He said, eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard what I got in store for this prayer line. Hey, shout out to the old shit.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
Yes.
He said, I'm raising my people up for such a time as this. He said, all those that have been on the back burner, they said, if you're on the front line, hey, shout out to
Hallelujah.
Woo.
Hey,
Yes, God.
I see big radio stations. I see big things going on for these, for everybody that's on that prayer line.
Hallelujah.
He said, "Cause of your faithfulness." God said, "He's going to heal somebody, and they don't want to happen." But he said, "I'm going to do a supernatural on somebody's body right now." Hey, shout out to the boy. I'm going to raise him up. Hey, shout out to the boy. He couldn't walk. He said, "But I'm going to raise you up. You're going to walk, and everybody will be amazed of the miracle that I have performed on your body." Hey, I don't know who that's for.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise for his word. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, woman of God, for being obedient to the law, to the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
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 Hey,
the anointing is in here every night.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to say the anointing has come because the anointing is here and it ain't never left. It's been here since day one. Hallelujah. It ain't going nowhere. Hallelujah, ain't no party.
Hey.
Like a Holy Ghost party. Because a Holy Ghost party ain't going to stop. Hallelujah. What Puffy say? Puffy say it don't stop till you get enough. I ain't got enough yet. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. He's worthy.
Yeah.
He's worthy.
Thank you.
His word.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. My God. God is opening up doors. Hallelujah. That no man can close. Hallelujah. He's opening them up. Hallelujah. All we got to do is walk through. All we got to do is walk through them. Hallelujah. All we got to do is obey God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
how many of you know it's your duties? Hallelujah. Praise God. In the Bible, there's a phrase that says, in due.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
your season is due, praise God. God, hallelujah. But you got to plant that seed to get that harvest. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to say this, the Lord been putting this on my heart. I'm going to go and say it, praise God. Hallelujah, amen. Ain't nothing, we want you to get spiritually inclined to the point to where you have a peace of mind. Where if you are broken, you don't have no money. Your mind is at peace where that doesn't affect you. But hallelujah, the man of God told you tonight, hallelujah, you can have peace of mind, but you ain't got to be broke. Hallelujah. The man of God told you tonight, you are choosing to be broke, hallelujah, because you refuse to trust God. Hallelujah, praise God. When we was in the world, we spent more money at the club. Hallelujah, amen, that we'll give to the
man of
God.
Come on, man of God.
Amen.
We ain't got nothing from the club but a bad hangover, and who is this laying next to me in the morning? That's all we got from the club.
Hallelujah, praise God.
We got hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now we're trying to get salvation. I tell the guys all the time, the guys I know, I say, how can you go to the strip club and throw all them ones on her and she ain't coming home with you? Praise God, hallelujah. But you go to church on Sunday and leave out the door. Oh, my God, hallelujah. And you can't even tithe. You can't offer. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ain't nowhere else in the city you can go and enjoy yourself. Not only do you come to church, you enjoy yourself while you're there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Not only do you get on the line, you enjoy yourself while you're on the line. You know how I know you enjoy yourself? Because you ain't hung up. Hallelujah. Praise God. We wouldn't know if you hung up. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. You can come in, say, hey, how you doing, and hang up, and we wouldn't know.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
So everywhere you enjoy, you say, people go everywhere all the time and spend money. Hallelujah. But don't want to spend money on God. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. I know it's not popular.
Right.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm. It's not popular. Hallelujah. See, people come to hear the word of God, and they want to hear how I'm going to get, what I'm going to get, what I'm going to get, what I'm going to get. But before you can get, don't you know you have to give? Lord, have mercy. Mm. Praise God. Mm. Hallelujah. Mm.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for the word on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for the man of God. Hallelujah. On tonight. Praise God. Amen. And like the man of God said, hallelujah. So you see, hallelujah. If you know how to spell his name, you know where he's from, you can go to Walmart. You can mail him a money order. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can, it's ways to do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's ways to do it. Watch this. If you wanted somebody to send you some money, you know how to get. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. You figure out how to give it to you. Hallelujah. Well, you in New York City, that's all way. We can MoneyGram, we can Western Union. You're going to figure out how to get it. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord said tonight, figure out how to give it. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. They like, I like the Elder to Thursday night. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to open up the line at this time. If the word, hallelujah, has blessed you tonight and you have a comment for the man of God, or if you have a prayer request, hallelujah, or maybe amen, hallelujah, you have a testimony on tonight and you didn't get a chance to testify earlier, hallelujah, this would be that time. We're going to open up the line at this time. Hallelujah. Will there be one? Hallelujah on tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey, God.
Praise God. I praise God.
Praise the Lord, Mother.
And I praise God for the men of God and women. I thank God for what he's doing on this line. I thank God for Daniel Michelle coming in, speaking a blessing over Pastor's life. I thank God for the woman of God out of who came in tonight talking about her baby. I just thank God. That was Sister Glory. I just thank God for people showing up and showing out on this line. God sending them from all directions. I thank God for my cousin Martha. She's on the other end. God is really sending people. He really sending people because he wants us all to do his perfect will. Because he's coming back. And he's coming back looking for a church without any spot or wrinkle. And I thank God that he's getting us ready for that great day. I thank God how he's using Apostle. I thank God how he's using our minister, Andre. I was able to talk to my pastor, Pastor Alexander, and he talked about coming on next week. God is blessing his fellow. He's in the midst of things. I thank God. Hallelujah. And if y'all in need, plant a seed. Plant a seed. If you in need, plant a seed. Plant a seed. I'm going to turn it back over to y'all because I can go all night. I just thank God.
Amen.
Pray my spirit in the Lord.
Bless you, Mother. Bless you.
Amen.
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 Bless you. Bless you, Sister Alberta.
Pray
about
it.
Amen. Do we have another testimony on tonight? Praise God.
Praise God. Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You know, I just thank you, praise God, for being on tonight. I thank you, praise God, for his word. I just pray that God, you know, continue to bless us and keep us. And, you know, a lot of us, you know, is in, I would say, foggy situations. You know, sometimes we can't really see. And I just pray that God, you know, open up our vision to let us see, you know, which way to go. And to know, you know, when we're going, how we're going, you know, that we get there in the right place, you know, with God. And I love the Lord, and I just appreciate him. And I just thank God, you know, I thank God for this revival. I thank and praise God for this, for the word that went forth tonight. Hallelujah, for the word that went forth all week. You know, it's really been a blessing, you know. Sometimes we just read the word, read over the word, read over it, read over it. And you know, sometimes we just don't get it. So I thank you, praise God, for like raking in coals, you know, taking that raking over them coals to really feel the heat and know what the Lord is saying. Wake us up, you know. I just thank God. I thank him for the word and to know obedience is better than sacrifice, you know. A lot of times we you know, don't be obedient and we do things that we feel like we need to do. But we should know what God's word is saying is true. You know, obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. So it's best to be obedient to God's word. And so I thank him and I praise him for it. That coming forth, you know, and I believe everybody understand that. And once again, I thank you for even speaking on, you know, saying, well, I'm just, I'm on a set income. Because I don't always say that, but I, you know, it's been my situation, but, you know, I don't always say it. And so I hope that by me not saying it, I know that it doesn't keep me bound, you know, because I feel and I get blessings all the time. And even now, God is blessing my situation, you know. He's been blessing my situation for the last couple of days. So, you know, God is just good. He's good. So obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. Okay,
amen.
Let's continue to remember that, and I just pray for everyone. I thank God for my niece calling. She just called me, you know, at this time, and I said, well, I'm on the prayer line, and she's going to come on the prayer line with me. I'm going to hang up on you. She said, bring me on in. Bless her heart. I just pray to God. Her dad was a pastor. She's been in the... In the faith for years, all her life, you know, well, up until she got older. And, you know, we all did that, got out. But the thing is that she know God, and she's hungry, and she's crying out. And I thank and praise God for sending her, well, not sending her to me, but me coming to find her, even coming down here in Arkansas and then finding her, and I can hear her crying out. So when the young lady Teresa's on that line, she's steadily talking, she's battling. She's really battling with finding her place back with God. And I know that's what it is. So her dad, when this paralyzed, now he had a stroke. You know, I'm not putting no bad, saying no bad things out on anyone. But he was a pastor, and he turned against God. He left the faith. He left God.
Wow.
Sometimes we just, you better be careful. You better stay with God, because you leave God, you can get yourself into situations. And now he can't even, you know, take care of himself. And I can guarantee you this. I can guarantee you that he thinks about God. So she took my aunt's obituary to him, and she said he just cried. Because we all, you know, he used to be, the teacher, Sunday school, the preacher, the pastor of a church. How do you leave God? See how easy it is for some people to turn their back on God. God, and I mean him all the way. Pray for me, Sister Virgie, because God is my all. He's my all. And I mean that. So you all be blessed. Stay blessed and keep God. Keep God in your life. Stay with God. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for that testimony, Sister Virgie. Praise God. We thank God for Sister Michelle. Hallelujah. Coming online and being obedient. Hallelujah to the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah for the repentance in her heart. Hallelujah. How many of you know God, hallelujah, loves a repentant heart? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He loved David. David's a repentant heart. Hallelujah. David said that I have sinned. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some of us got to repent and say, Lord, give me a clean heart. Hallelujah. Renew
yes,
my
hallelujah.
Spirit. Renew my mind.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Mm. Hallelujah. We thank God for you, Evangelist. Praise God. Amen. With that testimony, do we have another one on tonight? Praise God.
Mark.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, Brother Brian. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for everybody that called in on every tuned in on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I talked to Apostle about this earlier this week. Apostle, can we do it one more night? The Lord put a word on my heart that I want to bless.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Can y'all say one more night?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That song is breaking up pretty
Praise
bad.
God. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Amen. Can y'all say one more night?
One more night.
Yeah. One more night. We gonna come back tomorrow night. Amen. Praise God. The Lord has given me a word.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And we gonna come back on tomorrow night.
Brother Andre.
Praise a word from the Lord on tomorrow.
Brother Andre.
Amen. Sorry, we got a lot of feedback. Oh, there we go. Amen. Yeah, we're going to come back with a word from the Lord on tomorrow night. We're going to be coming out of John chapter 2, so y'all can go home and read it. Hallelujah, and study it, and then see what the Lord going to reveal to you on tomorrow night. Praise God. Hallelujah. And don't forget to sow your seed into the man of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And get so blessed. Watch this. The seed you sow ain't to bless Apostle. The seed you sow is to bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, God don't need you to bless Apostle. Hallelujah. He'll bless a pastor. Hallelujah. Through somebody else if you don't want to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the seed is to bless you. You'll be the one reaping the harvest from the seed that you sow. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to get off of it. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we're getting ready to get out of here on tonight.
You fine, man. God, go ahead and let the Holy Ghost flow
to you.
I think
Mother was saying something, you guys. Bishop, I think Mother was speaking about it here.
Yes, I was asking Brother Andrew, how about another week?
Amen. We can go another week. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Not a problem. We can go another week. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is moving for it. Like I say, this going to be a nightly show. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. How long is the revival going to last? Is next year we going to be saying one more night? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 2 years from now, one more night? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for everything he's doing in our lives, the move of God. I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God on tonight, and he's going to dismiss us out on tonight. Hallelujah. And we'll be meeting back on tomorrow night. It's in your hands, man of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Go ahead and close us out.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Elder. Amen. Thank you, my brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Are all minds clear? Amen. Are there any more comments? Anything anybody want to say? Amen. If there is none, amen. Oh, there's one thing that the Lord wants me to put out there in the atmosphere, y'all, tonight. The Lord got something in my spirit concerning the difference between a stubborn spirit and a rebellious spirit. And he said both of them have a thing against the truth. He said, the stubborn spirit argues with the truth, but their rebellious spirit fights against the truth. Come on here, somebody. So you have one that argue and one that fight. So the rebellious spirit comes from the word rebel. And the stubborn spirit know the truth, but the argument is that it don't want to do the truth. But God said, blessed are those of us who have the obedient spirit, hallelujah, to obey the truth, hallelujah. That's the peace of God. Somebody thank God for the peace of God tonight, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
It's
hallelujah.
A blessing to have the peace of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If our hearts and minds are clear, Father, we thank you right now, Lord, for what our spiritual eyes have seen, what our spiritual ears have heard. We thank you tonight, Lord, for what our spiritual hearts understand. We give you glory, honor, and praise for your word tonight, Father. We thank you tonight, God, that there is none like you. We bless your holy name, God, and let us be not just a hearer, but a doer of your word, O God. That we may be able to partake of the divine blessing and the divine reward, God, that come with being a doer of your word, O God. We thank you and we praise you, God, and we lift your name on high, O God. We thank you, Lord God, for binding the hand of the enemy, for rebuking every devil and demon, O God. We thank you, Obuku, Yaraba Thunder, for the victory, O God. And we give you praise, glory, and honor. What is it, Yahshua HaMashiach's name that we pray? Amen. And amen. Somebody shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Glory
hallelujah.
To God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God. We give God praise tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Praise God. I'm going to hit y'all with a new, well, I don't know if y'all heard this one. This is called Ordinary. Y'all know what discernment is, right? Hallelujah. That's when you can discern what people are saying about you, amen, without them saying it to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Remember when Jesus was sitting at the table? He was eating and drinking with the sinners. And they asked one of the disciples, why does he eat and drink with the sinners? And Jesus got up and answered their question, but Jesus shouldn't have heard what they said, hallelujah, but he had to discern, hallelujah, praise God. When he was in contact with the woman that broke open the alabaster box, they thought to themselves, what kind of man is this? Hallelujah. How can he be a prophet and not know what kind of woman this is? And he answered what they were thinking. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, this song that the Lord gave me, praise God. Hallelujah. This song that the Lord gave me is another gospel rap song. I'm going to follow it up with some gospel. Praise God. But this is a song telling me what everybody around me was saying. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I just answered them in a song. Amen. It's called Extraordinary. Hallelujah. Y'all check it out. And I'm going to follow it up with some gospel praise.
Yo, I'm just being ordinary, but my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra,
but I'm just being ordinary. You think Elder just extra? You think I do the most? You wanna know how I know? The Spirit told me so. How I preach on the mic in the church flowing. Ain't got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. He's just extra. Yeah, he need to stop. He need to get off that prayer line and get a job. He ain't hearing from God. He just being lazy. That stuff he's smoking on, it got him going crazy. But still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time, all y'all haters get y'all pad and pen. Write this down so you won't forget, I want you to remember this. That I'm just being ordinary, but my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't tryna be extra spiritual, or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest. Nothing I do no more is about to show. Nothing I do no more is for the dough. And it's a free download, can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers don't have it for the low. God with me,
say what?
So ain't no stopping me. You should have stayed down, not to the top of me. Tryna overthrow the boss, that's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked, that's why y'all mad at me. Or rather D.O.D., because he got my back. Where Elder is weak, he picking up the slack. He blessed me,
why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it, and play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two. So might as well get comfortable, cause here we go. But before the sermon starts, I had to let you know. That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
think. But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't tryna be extra spiritual, or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
That I'm just just being ordinary.
I'm just ordinary.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary.
I'm just ordinary.
I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
Don't hear. I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm going to kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
That's the life. Damn!
down, he saved me. That's to death. Buried, he carried more. Sin far away. But he didn't stop there rising. He justified. Yeah, 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 free me. Free me forever. But one
yeah,
day.
Yeah.
He's coming back.
Come on.
Oh, y'all don't know this. Glorious day. Well, living he loves me. Dying he saved me. Dying he came up. Sin far away. But then rising he justified. Freed me forever.
Yeah.
One day he's coming back. Glorious day. Everybody say,
Bye.
say that's gonna be a glorious day. Gonna be glorious.
Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me through. Create me a clean.
Yeah.
can't wait.
Together.
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 Together. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah.
Good night, Sister Verity.
Good night, Sister Yolanda.
Good night, Verity.
Praise the Lord.